You're listening to SBS News.
That's your receipt.
Thank you.
Hope you have a really good day.
Thank you.
At the India Bazaar grocery store in Dandenong in Melbourne's southeast, shelves are laden with goods. Bags of rice, lentils and beans, an assortment of colourful spices. In the freezer, there are packets of naan and samosas. Much of what's on offer is packaged in plastic, and that concerns trader Gurjot Singh.
I'd say about 95% would be plastic package, and then the rest 5 of it would be some sort of cardboard. I think very rarely we get anything such as a biodegradable box for Asian groceries.
The amount of plastic packaging also troubles his customers.
Earlier I used to find the rice bags that way with the zipper and the cloth, but now it's all absolute plastic. I'm absolutely against plastic, so I would reckon we should go for biodegradable stuff more than going for the plastic.
The plastics, they're not good for the environment, we all know that, and we try to take our own bags every time. Yeah, and if we use any buy anything that contains plastic packagings, we try to reuse that package if possible.
Most of the food sold in the store is imported from India. Mr. Singh's told his suppliers he'd like to buy more goods in environmentally friendly packaging.
Slowly we are seeing changes in products, so I think in the coming years we will be seeing a lot more, because it is an issue that's been has had the limelight in social media over the news, so the manufacturers are actually listening to it.
In 2018, the federal government set national packaging targets. By 2025, it wants 70% of plastic packaging to be recycled or composted and single-use plastic phased out. Researchers at Victoria University are looking at ways to reduce the environmental impact of packaging and minimise packaging waste. Professor Vincent Roulard is leading some of the research.
The Australian 2025 packaging targets, I think, are very ambitious in terms of time, especially. They can be achieved, but there needs to be support for industry, especially small importers.
Currently, businesses aren't required to work towards the targets, but Professor Roulard expects that to change.
At the end of the day, commercial companies are there to make money, and nobody can blame them for that. Eventually, the government will have to make those mandatory. When that will be, I'm not sure.
The fledgling online store Naked Asian Grocer aims to make it easier for people to buy Asian ingredients that aren't packed in plastic. It was founded by Malaysian-born Melbourne-based couple Brian Nguyen and Ian Locke.
Naked Asian Grocer, it's Australia's very first zero-waste Asian grocery store. It birthed from the idea of, when we were doing our grocery shopping in an Asian supermarket, everything is packed in plastic, so hence we came up with the idea.
The pair purchase ingredients in bulk from overseas suppliers who use minimal plastic packaging. Customers can buy only the amount they need and receive their orders in environmentally friendly packaging. Ms. Locke says finding suppliers willing and able to modify their packaging to meet their low-waste requirements took time.
Having to buy bulk in Asian groceries or Asian ingredients, it was a little bit challenging because obviously we're doing something that not everyone has done before. So it's finding like suppliers and producers who are able to actually do that for us.
You want me to take the ramen noodles?
Yeah, get the ramen noodles.
Yeah. How many do we
need?
Three.
At the moment, the couple are operating their business from their garage. They're juggling their jobs in marketing and engineering with packing and preparing orders. They dream of opening stores across the country that help people live lower waste lifestyles. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.